This story in the Telegraph today about older people and their energy bills is very disturbing. Elderly people dying in their cold homes or being rushed to hospital because they can't afford to put the heater on. Now, I just find that hard to believe. And I have got no evidence yet that it's actually correct. But these numbers that were released today, more than 130 people, listen to the number, 130 people admitted to New South Wales emergency departments last winter, so that's not now, last winter, with cold-related problems, including hypothermia, a 34% increase from 10 years ago. Now, how many times has Alan told you, and how many times have we talked about the fact that we need to bring power prices down? It was a key argument of the coalition when they went to the election on the 18th of May. And we had Angus Taylor, the minister responsible for bringing down power prices. Have they come down? No, they have not. So where's the success or failure of that campaign? But according to this story, over the same period, power prices have gone up 117%, and the number of people going to emergency departments has jumped 34%. Emergency department specialist Professor Gordian Fuldy, who's a very smart guy, we might try and talk to Gordian this morning, said a growing number of patients were suffering from hypothermia because they couldn't afford to turn their electric heaters on at home. Is that right? If you are listening to me now and you have a situation where because of the cost of your electricity bill you can't turn your heater on, I'd love to hear from you. As our caller just said, though, people won't admit to it. They won't say that that's actually a fact. He says, Fuldy, a few weeks ago, it was a very real problem when it was cold and the elderly are our most vulnerable. To be dramatic, quote, old people get found dead in their apartments and flats, and though we don't know what caused it, we know getting cold is a big stress on their health. New South Wales health data released in May reveals 137 people went to emergency departments as a result of cold-related problems during June, July and August last year. This was the highest number since that figure peaked in 2015 with 173 people. A Monash University study in Victoria revealed there were 217 hypothermic emergency presentations between July 7, 2009 and September 1, 2016. That's just dreadful. We can't seriously be treating people like that. Margaret's online. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I'm 89. I'm in bed. I can't get up to turn the heater on. And if I could, I couldn't pay the bill.
Really?
I'm under two doonas, a dressing gown, and I'm freezing.
And how long have you been treating yourself that way? I mean, has it been recently, last few years?
All this winter, and in the summer it was terribly hot, and I couldn't even have the air conditioner on because it was too hot.
How's that make you feel, given
a wet flannel?
Given your age, and given,
you've lived a long life.
You lived a long life. Who do you blame for this?
Oh, the power. The people, they won't have the cold. They're ridiculous, for God's sake.
I feel very sorry for you, Margaret. Thank you.